This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome back to another episode of the Double MP, the Mars Bukowski podcast. It's your boy Mars here with you for another episode. Hope you guys have been well and safe this week, staying healthy and doing whatever you got to do to get yourself through the week. It's been a very, very interesting week this week so far. And I want to say before we even get into that, thank you guys for everyone who's been looking into the podcast over the last couple of months and everyone who enjoyed the extra bonus episode I dropped for you guys, which is the last episode about Dutch Avedi and if he can make a comeback. So, yes, now let's move into what happened this week as well, because there has been quite a bit. To be fair, J. Cole off season, that is out right about now. And you know what's mad, usually for me I'm very much on it when it comes to new music drops, especially like big artists. I have listened to it, but I haven't listened to it from top to bottom, like off rip like that, so I can't really voice my opinions on it right about now. Probably if anything next week, but I am looking to jump back on my YouTube very, very soon, so I'll probably do a review over there. So make sure you come over to the YouTube channel, subscribe at Miles Mikulski, and yeah, follow me on socials as well so you can keep updated as to when I do these drops and other things that are coming up on the podcast. But besides J. Cole, we had Seeing Green. I'm basically like Beat Me Up Squatty from Nicki Minaj, but most of them are like old drops and songs, a bit like how, you know, Drake did Dark Lane demo tapes last year. Kind of the same ilk, kind of the same style. But we got this new song, Seeing Green, Drake, Nicki Minaj, and Lil Wayne. It's been a long time since all three of them are linked up. It's been a long time since we got a Drake and Nicki Minaj tune. It's been a while since we got a Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj tune as well. I think Dark Side of the Moon might have been the last one, and that was on the Carter 5 back in 2018? I think it's 2018 or 2019, one of the two. So it's been a while, and maybe there's been another one since then, but I just can't remember off the top of my head. But not bad. I think the song sounds very much reminiscent to what would have come out in maybe like 2013, 2014, before the kind of shift in music. A lot of people have been gassing the song. I don't think it's that amazing, but it's nice to hear like the core members of Young Money minus Tyga, because this, I get it, it's kind of deep, you know, when you think about the way Tyga's been left out of the Young Money conversation. Like back 10, well, we now 2021, so yeah, 11, 12 years ago, when especially when like Bedrock and all that came out, Tyga was a very big part of Young Money. Now when we think about Young Money link-ups, he doesn't get brought into that discussion. Now has Tyga had a, you know, fantastic turnaround in the last 5 years? Yes, because he went from being clowned for going out with Kylie Jenner, whichever one of the Jenners it is. Yeah, I don't really follow them, man, like that. But he went out with them, or one of them, got clowned, was like, oh, he's trash, he's dead, blah blah blah, and then eventually he turned it around in like 2018 with that Taste tune when that came out, and then everyone loved him up, and then he's been a bit quiet now. But when it comes to Young Money, like, it'd be nice to have a Young Money song where we actually had Drake, Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, Tyga. The only problem is with that is like, people wouldn't care about Tyga's verse like that unless Tyga smashed it. Because if you think about it, Drake is one of the best of this music generation, right? His career has been successful over 10 years now. Lil Wayne is arguably one of the GOATs and has influenced so many different people. And damn near almost every single female rapper is influenced by Nicki Minaj in this generation. Do you know what I mean? So Tyga hasn't really influenced anybody. But, you know, still, you can't leave him out of that conversation. You know what I mean? I know, I wasn't even supposed to talk about this today. I don't know why. It's just, I feel like when people get gassed and they see these, you know, these trio link-ups and stuff, it needs to be a quad. You know what I mean? Give Tyga his flowers, because As much as he's not on the same level as them man, he still is a good rapper and should be there. Should be there in the conversation. Anyway, that's not why I was here to talk about today. My whole conversation, the reason why I've been quiet on certain things, is to do with the Joe Budden podcast. Where did this all go wrong? Because so many people have had different things to say about this podcast. YouTube, people probably doing podcasts and stuff on this. Of course, we know the Joe Budden podcast is one of the biggest podcasts on the platform. Massive. It was crazy. The Spotify deal was going nuts. One day, you know what I mean? Double MP is going to have to get ourselves a little Spotify deal. You know, everyone's there up our bread. But for now, we humble. We keep it moving. But it's literally a situation where Rory and Mal have finally come out. And I watched a video literally about 5 minutes ago before I just jumped on to do this episode for you guys. And spoke about their side of things and their accounts over the last seven years. And I haven't written anything down, so I'm going to do a lot of this off dome. But I want to talk about a few things and understand why I can side and reason with them. And I'm going to throw some personal experiences in along the way. So it's to all my friends and that are locked in. I'm not going to mention names, but I'm going to be mentioning it, like anecdotes and things that have happened in the past. So you'll know, and I'm sure I'll probably get a text saying, Miles, why did you say that? But like, listen, no names have been mentioned. So if you know, you know, innit? But their whole point was, the reason why, and I'm basically paraphrasing because it was over an hour, is they didn't see the accounting. They were on profit-based contracts. So if profit was, $1 million, they'd get a percentage of that. Now, they didn't explain what percentages they got off the split, but if they made $1 million, they get a percentage of that. If they made 500,000, then they'd get a percentage. If they made £1, they'd get a percentage, or $1 for them, they'd get a percentage. So their whole point was they wanted to see accounting, and at best all they got was like an Excel spreadsheet and stuff like that. And it was like, this isn't good enough. Now, an Excel spreadsheet, if I asked to see a report, no worries, innit? Because it's a report. But for the whole accounting and books, to do it just literally off an Excel spreadsheet, or to think that that's enough, is not. And I think it was Moore who came up with a good point about how, you know, why is it that when we're selling out like a 2,000 seater and the profit is the same as when we're selling out a 1,500? Like, clearly there's going to be a bit more of a, even if you got $20 more in your profit margin, or say, let's say $2,000 more in your profit margin, it'd still be different. Do you know what I'm saying? So a lot of the stuff was interesting, really, really interesting to watch, because loads of people have said, oh yeah, Rory's the troublemaker, he caused this, he caused that, blah blah blah. And then if you watch the actual video I watched, it'll probably be in your notifications if you ever watch the Joe Budden podcast. I actually haven't watched it in about maybe a year, but obviously when you see certain things come up, you need to talk about it. And it was just mad interesting, because you saw like Moore really be like mad. He was madder, I would say, than Rory was. And Rory is usually the one who, Moore is usually the one that's very, very laid back, very chilled. But he was like, yeah, like, you're never going to be able to do the defamation of my character. And that's the thing, because Joe Budden in that episode that's only on Patreon right now, I wonder if he'll ever release it, but that's at the time of this recording, he made it seem like, obviously I knew this already wasn't the case, but he made it seem like Moore was on nothing, like he was some bum and stuff like that. And Moore talks about that and speaks about like, yo, you can't like do defamation of my character and stuff like that. Like, I don't think so. Like, that's not gonna run here right now. You can't do that. And it's true, because one of the key kind of points that I picked up on is Rory seemed to be the one that was driving the podcast forward, the one that was trying to like get deals and stuff like that. And every time he'd mentioned something, not confirmed it, because I would be mad if I was Joe Budden and one of my mates has come through and confirmed it and said nothing. No, at the end of the day, if it's Joe Budden's podcast and he's the one as the head of it, then yeah, he needs to be looking over these deals. But I think it was the Tidal deal, which is one of their first ever deals they got, where like Rory met up with some guy, spoke about a deal, like Joe then got mad pissed off and was like, nah, what the hell, blah blah blah. I don't know the exact words, but I gathered from what they were saying. And then like about 2 months later came back and basically said the same thing. And then if he was Rory in that situation, you'll be like, bro, what the hell, like what the hell. Like, I already provided you with that information, so what the hell are you talking about? Like, that was already agreed. So I mean, they both spoke about the ego that Joe had, and there was like a story about, you know, going around the block, Like, there was a walk of people queued up to walk down off season to see the live performing of the podcast. And Joe came back after, you know, filming all the people in the crowd saying, yeah, I got these people wrapped around the block. And then Moore was like, no, we do. And it's true, because if you think about the position of Joe Budden up until about 2017, you know, until Everyday Struggle came, no one cared in the mainstream like that about Joe Budden. Don't get me wrong, he was on Love and Hip Hop, he was on things, but who actually, like, in the mainstream hip hop media and culture and society, actively cared about Joe Budden? Some people probably never heard of Joe Budden, you know. And obviously I have, because I grew up when Pump It Up was a song. I was a kid when that came out, but I knew who that was. I knew he was still dropping music. I knew he had affiliations and ties with Eminem. But really and truly, like, what this whole thing has boiled down to is, when you're doing, be careful how you do business with friends. That's it. That is really it. Be careful how you do business with friends, because when you're out and, you know, your friends, and, you know, you might just, I don't know, get food together, and your friend might go, oh, like, I'll pay. Like, you might be like, oh, no, we'll go halves. And they're like, no, I'll pay. It's cool. I'm just about friends. I'm not talking about date, no romantic. I'm just saying, like, just two friends, but one wants to pay, right? That's it. Cool, calm, you're done. But when you start getting into business and an accountant's get involved, someone's going to potentially, depending on the mentality of the other person or both people, is going to catch feelings. And this is the thing. Whereas Rory was trying to keep it looks like, and this is only from what they're saying, I don't know the whole story, wasn't there, don't know. But whereas Rory was trying to bring in accountants and, you know, really sort this stuff out before the big bag, which would be the Spotify deal, came through, it was effectively a situation where, like, you know, Joe was getting annoyed, he didn't want to pay people as much, and there was a whole discussion about overpayment, and it's just not a good look. And from what they're saying, especially, and Moore kept bringing this up, but I've never seen Joe wearing a Mary hat, but as soon as I saw that, I knew he changed. That was funny, I can't lie, because they mentioned it a couple of times. But I've seen money switch up people. I've seen it myself firsthand, right? And this is where I said, you know, if you know, you know. Some of my mates listen to the podcast and stuff like that, you know, innit? But I remember back in 2014, this is 7 years ago, around the same time as the Joe Budden podcast started, right? But obviously different stories and different bag sizes. So I'm out, I'm chilling, I'm relaxing with my mates, like, just, I think we're all getting, it's like a Saturday evening in a bar, just getting a drink, like, having a laugh and stuff like that. One of our other mates has come out now. Now, for context, I'm going to say it. So I graduated the university in 2014. So did two of my other mates. But two of my other mates were 1 year behind and 2 years behind, because for their own reasons, they didn't want to go to uni straight away, right? Took gap years and stuff like that. So now, yeah, it's a situation where one of our mates who graduated was in, he started earning good money. Now, at 21, good money is different to when you're older. Like, now, like I said, 28, I'm different. My look at a bag as a 28-year-old is very different to a 21-year-old. As would be the case when you're a kid and someone gives you a £20 note, you're like, rah, like, £20, you know? Like, I could go bear with this. Where someone gives you £20 now, don't get me wrong, I'm still happy. I'm still humbled that you gave me £20, but as a kid, I'm thinking I could buy some Yu-Gi-Oh cards, some Pokemon cards, I could get a meal out of this, that. Right now, £20 get me a meal, maybe a drink, and that's about it. Maybe it'll contribute to my shopping. You know what I mean? Different priorities for different things. But anyway, so one of my mates started making good money, and he kind of turned and said to one of my other mates, oh, I'll always make more money than you. And I was like absolutely shocked, innit? Like, I was there, my mouth dropped. I don't really have mouth drop moments, innit? But I was spun. I was like, bruv, like, what? Even if you believe that, why would you ever say that? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing. There's certain things that amongst friends you just don't ever say. Even if you heart in heart believe that, never say it. Do you know what I mean? Never, ever, ever say it. And to be honest, 7 years later, that wasn't even the case anyway. So it's a mad thing in that sense still. But the whole point is, wait, like, it seems like as soon as the bag came in for Joe Budden, the whole emphasis and everything switched. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, everything just changed. It's like, he wanted to keep as much money, like, as he could. He was trying to, it seemed a bit shady. Again, Rory and Moore never said that they think that Joe was doing the accounting, because apparently there was like a $400,000 mistake in the accounting. So, you know, that they didn't say that's Joe's fault, but they said it's the accounting company's fault. So they just seem like Joe's energies had completely switched up. And then this is even backed up by the point where Rory and Moore were like, yeah, like imagine he said, so Joe Budden had said to Rory, I can hire two new people for half the price of one of you. So that means that Joe keeps more money. And obviously, I think they were talking about like Ice and Savon and all these other people that are on the podcast. But even they apparently were upset, according to Rory and Moore, about how much they've been, you know, mistreated, like, and how they were overworked and underpaid and stuff like that. But if you're in Ice and Savon and all these other people's positions, you're not gonna leave because you know that's probably your biggest bag. Do you know what I mean? Like the bag that they're probably getting is probably the same bag potentially that Rory and Moore got. But the difference is whereas Rory and Moore helped to like really grow the podcast and take it to the point where they can offer and get these massive money bags. I mean, money bags, massive bags. These other people, they can't swear that they were there from the jump and built it from grassroots because they weren't. They were there. They don't get me wrong. They were on the way. But even if they hired two completely new people, will the podcast ever be the same? Because I think about everyday struggle. And for me, back in 2016, 17, whenever that show was there, when it was Nadeska, Academics, and Joe Budden, I was there for it. Like, every day. If I didn't catch it on the day it dropped, I'd watch it the next day, and then I'd watch the other one the same day. Or I had a cycle, but I pretty much think to myself, yeah, I didn't miss hardly any everyday struggles unless the topics were, like, things I didn't like. But as soon as Joe Budden left, and I think they put Star in, I think it was Star at that time, I didn't care about it anymore. And that's the thing. Now, when Joe Budden's already done the podcast with two new people, and like, again, they mentioned that in the podcast, the thing they did, Rory and Moore, and they were like, yeah, like he's basically trying to show like I can do this with anybody. And there were people in the comments saying, oh, rah, like these men are actually funnier than Rory and Moore. That's cool. Oh, wow, my phone just going off. Like, that's cool, that's all well and good, but like, is that the podcast? Do you know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, improvements can always be made, but when you tamper with the core sometimes, that's the problem. You can always tinker with the outer ring, but you can't always like mess up the core, because when that dynamic breaks down, you lose people. Because even to the point where I believe Rory and Moore, more so than what Joe Budden said, is yeah, really and truly, you know, if two of your co-hosts, they keep it moving. And now when we're hearing this stuff, and I suggest guys go to listen to it for yourselves, because obviously I'm paraphrasing, I'm keeping it short and sweet. And this was like 1 hour and 8 minutes, and obviously we're not going on for that long. But when I tell you, like when Joe Budden was like, oh yeah, and if these men think they can go and make their own podcast, like if that's your friend, if that's your homie, yeah, why would you say that? The thing is, I think you have to look at who does these deals and who makes these shots. Because I know for myself, if I was Joe Budden and I had two friends, like, and if they're your actual friends, not industry friends, not business friends, friends, yeah, because there's a big difference. If someone, it's like, picture yourself, I don't know if like, obviously the age groups of everyone listening to this, but, you know, if you're working in a job and that's a work friend, then unless it's like you've become and you've made that crossover to be like friends, your work friends are not your real friends. You know what I mean? You don't want to see work friends outside of work sometimes until you make that crossover. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Whereas when you're friends, they're your ride or dies. You might have known them for 1 year, but they've become your friend. They might have known you for 15 years. They might have known you for 20. It depends on how old you are. You know what I'm saying? You might have gone primary school, secondary school, elementary school, middle school, whatever. I'm just doing it for everyone around the world, isn't it? But that could be your boy. You're not treating, or you shouldn't. I can't say you're not, because I'm saying it from my perspective. I wouldn't treat my boys like that. If we can all find an opportunity, and this is what Rory and Moore were saying, right? If you can have an opportunity where all you're doing is sitting in your or in a mate's room, living room, like studio set up, and just chatting S for like, I don't know, like 3 hours, and you all get a big bag for that, why would I ever want to tamper with that and cause problems? You know what I mean? Everything, of course, all good things do come to an end. And obviously this Joe Budden podcast thing looks like it's, well, the Joe Budden, Rory and Moore part of the podcast looks like it's done. But why would you ever want to tamper with that? Do you know what I mean? Like, and from what they're saying, of course, we're only hearing one side. And as most people know, there's three sides to every story. Person A side, Joe Budden. Person B side, Rory and Moore. And then the C is the truth, right? And we have heard both sides. Right now, it sounds like Rory and Moore, You know, they were just trying to put in their work and just trying to have a proper conversation about things and just find out more information, as they're entitled to. And Joe Budden seemed like he was hiding things, but it just seemed a bit like, you know, like, yeah, nah, like, this is problematic for me. I want to make more money and stuff like that. And don't get me wrong, when big bags are put in front of you, everyone's going to act differently. Like I said, I wouldn't be acting how it seems that Joe Budden has acted, how it seems, right? But it's just been a bit mad. It's a shame. It's come to the end of a good era for them, man, there. And I know Mo had a few words to say for Parks, because Parks was apparently, from what I kind of gathered from the episode that Rory and Mo did, was part of that crew that were overworked and underpaid. And then he actually stressed the point and actually went, Parks, 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 you know, in the actual, like, podcast episode itself, to say, like, because Parks is still with Joe Budden. But at the same time, he's really thinking about the bag himself. And that's the problem. When you start mixing business with friendships and stuff like that, it's like business and pleasure. Sometimes it just doesn't mix. You have to be on the same page. And, you know, I think with this whole conversation that Rory and Moore did, they realized for themselves, had they have put out a few fires or seen a lot of things from early, they would have never got to this situation. And that's why, guys, life lesson. When it comes to moving away and you're looking to do a podcast with your friends, or you're looking to work with your friends on a project, whether that be in media, whether that be in, I don't know, carpentry. I don't know why carpentry came into mind, but whatever. You always got to try and keep it professional. Let everybody know where they stand. If you say, it's my creation, I'm doing production, I'm recording it, I'm doing all that, I'm taking 50% split, boy, or you're taking 50 and then there's two co-hosts, so they take 25 each, let it be said. Let people know where they stand. And if renegotiations come through and you put that in your contract, renegotiate after 30 years, you know, that's a bit bad still. Renegotiate after 3 years, that's calm. That's very calm. Because when it comes to renegotiation, after 3 years, you might be in the same space. People are happy with that. You might be earning a million. And 25% of a million, obviously, is 250,000. Quick maths and that. Come on. I'm joking. That's easy. But whereas you might have been making 1,000 and they're only making 250, they're making 250,000. It really then depends on those people. Because if they decide to do more than they think they should get reflected, you have to renegotiate it. If you don't come to an understanding, then at least it was a fair enough thing. But for Rory and Moore, if they saw these fires and they saw a lot of this stuff, they should have bounced from early. And obviously they came back and then they left again. So it kind of makes them look kind of bad, isn't it, in a sense, because it's like, right, you came back. Obviously, from what we learned from the Rory and Moore podcast thing they did, like, a lot of it was down to Rory trying to keep everything together, because Joe Budden had the audacity to kind of tell Moore, you don't, like, this podcast has nothing to do with you, which would annoy anybody, really and truly, which would, like, be like, yo, I'm done with this. And that's what Moore said, like, after he heard that, he was like, yeah, like, this podcast is nothing to me now, I'm off. But really and truly, I respect Rory for that part, if, you know, again, if 100% true. But should have just left it, kept it moving, because what will happen now is one or two things. Joe Budden, this won't matter to Joe Budden. He continues to make more money. The podcast gets bigger. People like the podcast more because of the new two co-hosts that come in, and life moves on. Or podcast suffers now because of it, because people see the light of Rory and Moore. People who've had their ways and conversations and things to say might have to backtrack on a few things, and then it's a different story. But we don't know, innit? That's the thing. We don't even know. So we're going to have to wait and see. I want to say thank you guys for rocking with this episode of the podcast, the Joe Budden podcast. Where did it all go wrong? You guys go watch the stuff. Go watch it for yourselves. Get me on my socials at Miles Bukowski. Let me know what you think about this whole situation there. Are you backing Joe Budden? Are you backing Rory and Moore? Do you even care? I kind of don't, but it was interesting to talk about at the same time. And I gave you one story along the way. I mean, to make it personal, but I think everyone's got one of them stories if you've lived long enough or you had certain experiences to know. But anyway, I'm off. I'll catch you guys next week for another episode of the Miles Bukowski podcast. And what a week. In a bit. Peace.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.